Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to help us understand your word. Help us apply it to our lives, Father God. Forgive us of any sins we've done, Father God. Father God, give us ears to hear and eyes to see. Father God, help us apply this word to our lives today. Father God, watch over the people that are reading it and bless the people that are listening to it. In Jesus' name, amen. On every Wednesday, I said I'm going to start reading over the memory verse of the week, which is Matthew 26 and 28. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. Verse of the day is Galatians 1 6. I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and is turning to a different gospel. Subject, who is hindering you? Christian truths, I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I'm not allowing anything to hinder me. I am strong. I'm walking in righteousness. I'm following Jesus. What does the word gospel mean? It's a set of principles or ideals that someone believe in. The Galatians started to believe in something different than what they were taught and what they knew. They started to trust in something different. Does this sound familiar? We're doing just like the Galatians did. We have ticked on false ideals and allowed it to bewitch us, to amaze us. And we get so lost into the comfort of it all. But the nation, this nation was built on and with God. But this nation, along with every nation around, began to forget who God is. A lot of people heard the name of God and they began to try to strip him of who he is. They try to start saying God is a she. They begin to say it's more than one God. They do everything they can to strip him of his power. But the thing they can never strip God of is who he is. We can believe anything and everything we want. We have that free will. But when we believe in all these other religions or our own beliefs, and it's not in the word, it's false. And a lot of these man-made rules we like to believe in, we like to think that they would get us to heaven. We can say all we want that this is true. We can believe in whatever this world wants us to, but it's not true. If God didn't say it, and if it's not in the word, it's not truth. 2 Timothy 4 and 3, for the time will come when they will endure sound doctrine, but having itchy ears, they will heap to themselves teachers in accordance with their lust. Day by day, people are deserting the truth of God and these fake religions and beliefs. I was at Disney World this year, and as I was walking past all these people, the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, all these souls here, and if they aren't right with me, they are going to hell. The word of God is as real as you and I. The word of God says that this world wants doctrine that pleases their itchy ears, and they want teachers who understand their lustful ways. Galatians 5, 7 through 8, you are running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion is not from him who calls you. Who is hindering you? Is it your friends, family, spouses, your co-workers? Who? Whatever and whoever is hindering you, get away from them right now. Don't allow them to continue to block you from the word of God. Don't allow them to stop you from praising God. Don't allow them to steal your joy. Once we allow the enemy to hinder us, he'd do it every time because he had this permission to have the right to. The enemy doesn't have the legal right to do this to us, but when we permit him, And when we commit sins, then we give him the ground to invade us because we are open to everything. Isaiah 29, 13, and the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips while their heart is far from me. And their fear of me is a commandment taught by men. When we let things or people hinder us, we become a place of compromise. We all have been there. We say, oh, it's okay, I didn't get to pray. Or, oh, it's okay, I didn't get to read my word. We compromise. We then draw near him with our lips when we have the time, but our heart are so far from him, from God, because we allow everything else to turn us from God. Hindrance plays a significant role in our life with Christ. It plays a big role in what we allow ourselves to do. Hindrance is a control thing. We start to get to the place where we let people tell us their ideals and their ways and their thoughts. And we say, yes, that sounds good. But everything that sounds good until we start diving into it. Things start to look good when we continue to let go of the true gospel, but feeling good and what's right are two different things. So the question is asked again, what is hindering you? the peace and word of God don't just feel good and goes away. No, the word of God is good at all times. The word of God gives us peace in a storm and is an anchor in our toughest battles. But we must apply all we know from the word of God to our lives. Today, we learned that when we become compromised, we let and allow everything to come into our lives. When we're compromised, we settle for whatever the world tells us is okay. The world and the doctrine they try to teach us are only there to please our flesh and to please our life. Now, this world isn't trying to prepare us for heaven. All of it's temporary, friends. The word that the Holy Spirit is trying to give us today is don't fall for false doctrine. Don't fall for the temporarily. Choose truth. Choose life. Choose freedom. We can try to say what we hear on earth is true, but it's not. Allow your life to be filled with the presence of God. Allow God to help you through whatever it is, because when we compromise with that, what that is in the world we are trying, that the world is trying to teach us, we won't ever grow in Him. To become a true disciple of Christ, we must deny our flesh and pick up our cross. Are you picking up your cross daily? Are you doing this when the Bible suits you? The Bible is created to teach, rebuke, correct, and training in righteousness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We ask you to help us accept this rebuking and correcting and training to help us walk in righteousness. Lord, we desire to walk in you, not against you. Father, please show us how to walk in this world. We often don't want to because it changes who we are or who we think we are. But we want to walk and change into the people that you want us to be. Lord, we thank you daily. We thank you daily for your grace and mercy. We don't want to hear false doctrine. We want your strength. Please help us. Let us give you everything, our frustrations, our woes, hurts, and fears. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Our reference, Galatians 5:7-8. We are running well. You are running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? The persuasion is not from him who calls you. Galatians 5:7-8. Isaiah 29:13. And the Lord said, because his people draw near with their mouths and they honor me with their lips while their heart is far from me. And their fear of me is commandment taught by man. Isaiah 29:13. Psalms 106:13. But they sin. They soon forget his works and they do not wait for his counsel. Psalms 106:13. Further reading, Proverbs 18. Jeremiah 22. Luke 11. Revelation 9. This ends. Who is hindering you? I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.